Well, good morning, everybody. And again, welcome to the Master's Call. We are all blessed and highly favored to be on the line this morning. And today is Take It to the Throne Thursday, where we will trust in God and all our affairs. So now I'm going to turn it over to our wonderful host. Everybody have a wonderful and blessed day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, LaShawn, for definitely seating and greeting us with Take It to the Throne Thursday. I tell you, I'm getting excited about some of the little phrases that you and Minister Benita come up with that so bless our socks off. And for each and every one of us, we always want to keep a posture where we take it to the throne. Yes, this Thursday, but each and every day, thank you so much for greeting and seating the people of God. Well, I am Dr. Vanessa. I still am from Dallas, Texas. Amen, amen. And I extend the warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's way out on the West Coast in San Francisco right now, and myself, she's originally from Colorado Springs. We are humble that the Lord illuminated in our hearts and touched our mind with the mission, the assignment, and the mandate to begin the Master's Call back on October 25th, 2010. And we have endeavored every weekday morning to let this be a place where the presence of God freely flows, but utmost that we are reminded it is about the Master. And as we take it to the throne, the only throne we seek is the throne of our Lord and Savior, who speaks to our hearts, encourages our mind. And each and every day that we are on this call, the Lord has given us a mission statement. And our mission statement that we embrace and that we always try to keep in the forefront of your hearts and minds is that we're here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as you all begin your day. So our heart is to enrich you, meaning to fortify you, get us saturated with the Word of God, to marinate our hearts with thus saith the Word of God, so we go out and make a difference and enhance our lives. Enhance means add on, like the Jabez prayer, to increase our borders. God has given each and every one of us a circle of influence, and we want to always do it with a spirit of excellence. And we're here to empower you and empower you with the Word of God, with the exousia. That's the authority that we have as believers. But all we want to see some dunamis, some dynamite power show up. And on this call, each and every morning, as the Word of God freely goes forth, He shows up and He shows out. So we welcome each and every one of you, encouraging you to put on your spiritual safety belts, because we are in for a blessing today. And the foundational scripture that the Lord placed upon our hearts can be found in the 88th division of Psalms, that 13th verse. The 13th verse of the 88th division of Psalms reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we always want to send up our prayers because we know what the Word says in Luke 18:1, that we all ought to pray. So we are a ministry, we are a place where we invite and evoke the presence of God, and we encourage you to visit our website where each and every day these awesome messages, nuggets from the throne, are archived. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I tell you, you can sit there and feast, as the great hymn said, "Guide me, O great Jehovah, feed me till I want no more." A rich reservoir of the Word of God, of different messages that we know will bless your heart, encourage your mind, lift your spirit. And we're encouraging each and every one of you on the call to be a mouthpiece and a messenger and let others know that 24/7 there is a place that they can go and be encouraged. One of the other mandates of this ministry is to pray, is to be a pillar of prayer for those believers who we know we've been assigned to. So we encourage you to also visit our email address. If you have a prayer request, definitely let us hear what the Lord has done with a praise report. And then just to give us a shout-out, to communicate with us in any way, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we are humbled that the bridge the Lord used to yoke our hearts, our minds, our lives together is Artists International. And we've been talking about for months, encouraging everybody, because we're now under the 30-day countdown where all roads head to Las Vegas, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Our annual extravaganza will be there, and I tell you, there are so many specials, promotions going on, sales and packages for the tickets, and just exciting things going on with artists. If you're on the line and say, what is an artist? Well, we want you to get back with the person who invited you to this call, because Artist is a health and it's a wellness company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, a Christian family out of Mexico, where we are now based in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we want you to encourage you to go to our website and watch a little five-minute presentation that gives you the vision at www.artist.com/vision2012. And that artist is spelled A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in Yellow, samsam.com, Vision 2012. And just watch and see for yourself all the exciting things going on in our company. And our primary mission is to pray and to lift up our artist distributors. So for those of you who are distributors on the line, know that we're here for you. Those of you who are not, you're more than welcome on this call, and we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you, because all of us have an assignment, a mission, and a mandate. Now, we're going to go on now and have our opening prayer this morning so we can get the woman of God up and let her have plenty of time to bless our hearts and to feed our spirits. I'm going to head out to Chicago and ask Minister Willa if you will please have lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Just a little louder, woman of God. And the floor is
yours. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 145 says, I will extol you, O my God, O King. And I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day, hallelujah, I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Father, we are just so thankful this morning for the opportunity to come and worship you, to come and praise you, O God, for you alone, O God. You alone are our high priest. You alone are our Savior, our deliverer, our lover, our friend, O God. And we worship you and we thank you. Father, we thank and praise you for the message we had on yesterday about worshiping you and praising you. And we will come and worship you in spirit and in truth. We'll worship you with a sincere heart, O God. We'll worship you. We'll praise you, O God, with the word of truth, which is the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can bow down, that we can worship you, that we can lift you up, that we can give you all the praise, all the honor that is due. Father, we thank you for giving us an opportunity each day to fall in love with you more and more. Thank you for the reminder, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us that no matter what we do, that you love us anyway. Although we are walking right, we are talking right, Lord,
yes,
we do want a transformed heart in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank and praise you for this opportunity, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh God, and the Artists International. Bless them indeed, oh Lord. Thank you for their yes that they said in obedience. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every listener that is on this call this morning, that they be enriched by the word of God, oh Lord. We thank you for this speaker, that you have already downloaded a powerful word in her. Father, that it will not fall on bad ground, and it falls on good ground, oh God, that we will take it and it becomes part of our lives. Now we bind the hand of the enemy who might want to come against this call, oh Lord. We veto and cancel any assignment, oh Lord. It is rendered null and void in Jesus' name. Now bless the speaker indeed. Bless her entire family, her going out and her coming in, and we shall forever give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you for truly commanding the heavens and aligning the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth freely. Well, I'll tell you that our speaker this morning, she is absolutely no stranger to this call. You hear her voice. We are so excited that we have, I call it an arsenal of worship warriors, of prayer warriors who have so much in their belly. And this is truly a daughter of our ministry. She has been with us since the beginning and has just always been willing to help. Our speaker this morning, our minister, is our very own Kathy Washington, who is a native Georgian, and her professional background includes over 20 years of experience in corporate America as a project manager. Her experience as a wife, a mother, a professional woman has given her the experience to educate, encourage, and empower. Got a good three E's there. But especially she has a heart for God's women, young and old. She is an author and a dynamic speaker, and whose ultimate purpose is to help others fulfill their God-given purpose upon the earth. She's married to Joseph B. Washington, and we know his many teaching about breaking the spirit of average, and that they are the mother, she is the mother of four. Well, she definitely, as I said, is a prayer warrior, a daughter of the Master's call, who we esteem and appreciate so much. And I introduce to some and present to others our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Kathy Washington. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Be blessed.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. I appreciate that kind introduction, and I just thank the Lord for you, because you're always such a blessing to all of us who have embarked on this journey. We thought when we first started we were going to have a backseat role, and don't have any issues with that, but God has used you in our lives to really stretch us. I think all of the prayer warriors and intercessors are in agreement with me that you are indeed a stretcher, and we thank the Lord for you, and thank you for saying yes to the Lord. And to the rest of the TNC family, I bless the Lord for all of you being on here this morning, and, of course, my beloved sisters who stand in the gap and build up the hedge. Thank you to the prayer warriors as well. Well, this morning, I am excited to be able to come before you. I've got a word in my belly, as Pastor Vanessa would say, that has been turning all night. It seems that that's just how the Lord deals with me. And I love the theme that opened up this call, Sister LaShawn, with Take It to the Throne, because it is certainly in sync with what we're going to talk about this morning. I want to just encourage you a little bit this morning and talk about something that we are commanded to do. The title of our message this morning is Meditation, Just Do It. Yes, I'll say it again. Meditation, Just Do It. Now, I'm not talking about Nike's slogan. You know they have the slogan, Just Do It. But I'm talking about meditating on the Word of God and the impact of meditating on God's Word. Meditation is an action word. It requires something of us. It requires that we do something. I want to tell you about a story. Back in 1940 and 1950, runners didn't think that it was possible to complete the mile in less than 4 minutes. In fact, the doctors said that it was physically impossible and that the heart could not pump enough blood for the runner to complete the mile in less than 4 minutes. But there was somebody called Roger Bannister who dared to believe that it was possible. In fact, I would go in my imagination thinking to myself, as he would be training, he would have to think, I can do this. I can do it. and saying it over and over and over again to himself. He dared to think that it was possible, dared to believe that it was possible. And I want to also suggest that he must have had the intestinal fortitude to mutter to himself that he could run the mile in less than 4 minutes. I can imagine that he had to say it, as I said a moment ago, over and over again as he trained. He had to say, I can do this, I can do this. Well, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Joshua 1 and 8 is where our text is coming from this morning. And it simply says that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Meditation, just do it. To meditate means to mutter or to speak softly. When one continuously mutters God's word to himself or herself, he or she is consistently and constantly thinking about God's word. We are commanded in Joshua 1 and 8 to meditate. A commandment is not an option. It's a requirement. It means that there's some action that is required on our part. It's not enough for us to read the word and forget about it for the rest of the day. The Bible tells us to meditate on the word of God and don't let it depart from your mouth. Have you ever read a scripture and suddenly when a situation came up and you heard that scripture that you've been meditating on come up in your spirit and you're able to apply it to that situation? In other words, put the word in your spirit so that when situations happen, the word of God will spring up in your heart and offer encouragement and strength in trouble. I know for me personally, I've had times and situations where I've been meditating on a certain scripture, and that word would leap off the pages of as I read it, as I meditated on it. It really went down into my heart. And when the situation came up, I could hear the Holy Spirit would bring it back to my remembrance right then and right there. But it's because I put the word in me and I was able to get it out when I need it. So I want to talk about three principles, three simple principles. The title is Just Do It. Meditation, the first principle is Just Do It. Meditation helps us obey God's word. Meditation helps us obey God's word. Point number one, that you may observe, the scripture says that you may observe to do all that is written therein. James 1, 22 through 25, but if you keep looking into God's perfect law, the law that sets you free, if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you in doing it. In other words, we always pray, be a doer of the word. You need, in order for you to be a doer of the word, you need to meditate on God's word. If you're meditating on the word of God, you're constantly having it in your mind and in your mouth. It will keep you from sinning against God. In fact, David said, I hid the word in my heart that I might not sin against God. It also, as you put the word in your heart, it will change you. Romans 12 and 1 says, no, don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way that your mind can be renewed is that you've got to put the word of God in your heart, and you've got to meditate on that word so that your life can be changed. Point number two, just do it. Meditation puts you in position for blessing. In Joshua 1 and 8, it says that you will make your way prosperous. That sounds like you're gonna make it happen. Because you're going to be prosperous because you are meditating on the word of God. You will be successful because you know what to do when a situation comes up. You have already put the word in you, and it has begun to change and can change your situation. When you meditate on the Word of God, it will shape your thinking. It'll shape your attitude. It'll shape your action. If you want the blessings of God, you need to meditate on the promises of God. And he didn't say just, you know, just meditate on it. He says day and night, which lets you know it's a continual process. It is something you must do over and over and over again. Meditation, just do it. Meditation causes you to be strong and courageous. God commanded Joshua to meditate day and night on his word so that he might fill his heart, his mind, and his mouth. Then God told him to be strong and courageous. I think there's a connection there. It's important for important for Joshua, mind and mouth, not only to think about it and to speak it in order that he might become. He had to think about it and he had to speak it in order to become strong and courageous. So you might be thinking today, how do I meditate when I don't feel my best? Well, find the word of God on it. Understand that the word says, by his stripes you're healed. What happens when I can't pay my bills and I don't know what to do when financially it seems like things are overwhelming? Find the word on it. Speak the word out of your mouth. Father, you said that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And you also said that you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. So when you put the word in and a situation arises, you now have something you can draw from because you have taken the time to not just read it, but to mutter it, to say it over and over and over again. I tell you, there's so many awesome tools out there. I know in email you probably receive, you know, the promises and, you know, various different things, but the word of God is such a rich reservoir for us. And if we can find time to get in the word and meditate on it day and night, we're going to be successful in everything that we do. We can find the word when there is trouble and anxiety. The word says to cast all of your cares on me, for I care for you. There is such comfort when you meditate on the word of God, when you do what is necessary that you can have the quality of life. I don't believe as believers and Christians that we are to just live our lives. I think we're supposed to have successful, extraordinary lives. Yeah. Where others can look and say, wow, there's something different about her. Yeah. But it's because we know the word of God, and we put the word in our heart, and we have meditated on it. So I want to encourage you today, as I bring this to a close, I want to encourage you to just do it. Don't just read your Bible, but meditate, mutter it, speak it softly to yourself. Don't just memorize it, but put it in your spirit. Say it over and over and over again so that when situation arises, the word is there to answer. Ah, hallelujah. To answer, to bring you an answer in the midst of what you're dealing with and circumstances you are encountering. When you have put the word in you, it will rise back up when you need it the most, and it will change your situation, change your circumstances. I want to encourage you to just do it this morning. Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to give it back to you. Bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, the stretch was good for you, wasn't it? Because you truly spread your wings and blessed us this morning. Her word on meditation, just do it. And I love that. That's one of my favorite chapters of Joshua, and when Moses was dead and the baton was passed and he had to look within him. The principles he gave us to chew on today on this Take It to the Throne Thursday was first, meditation helps us obey God's word. That's not a four-letter cuss word. It's a good word. Helps us obey God. And secondly, he taught us about meditation puts you in position for a blessing. As Joshua 1 talked about being prosperous and having good success. And then thirdly, it will cause us to be strong and courageous. We won't have that in Wizard of Oz. We'll be truly fortified and strong as we mutter, as we say over and over again what the word says about us. Awesome, Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for blessing our hearts. And we're going to go all the way out to the West Coast. And our other Miss Sunshine, our evangelist, Minister Tiffany, evangelist, if you will come now and seal this awesome word and lift up our prayer request in our last, right on schedule, in our last 5 minutes. Turn over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
You're coming in great.
Okay, great, great. Praise God. We give God the glory for that powerful message this morning from the throne. Father God, we bow humbly before you. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, those things that we thought, that we said, and that we did that were against your will. Have mercy on us, O God. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will be joyful, O God, and we will pray continually. We will give you thanks in all our circumstances and situations, for this is your will for us in Jesus Christ. And we just bless your holy name, Father. I thank you for each and every person that has dialed into this call this morning. I pray that your power and provision and your strength will be upon them this day. Move us out of the way, Lord, so that you will be our guide, so that you will be our pilot, so that you will be our driver. Allow our emotions, Father God, to be put on the back burner. Let us no longer walk by what we feel and what we think, Lord, but let us let you guide us, Lord. Help us to be intentional. Help us to go out in this day with anticipation and expectation of great things that you have already had in store for us. For each and every one that needs healing, Lord, I ask you to heal right now. I come lifting up Uncle Johnny Walters to you right now for total and complete healing. Lord, touch his body in the name of Jesus. For Fanny Jones, Lord, just be with her. Guide her. Allow your will to be done in her lives. I pray for the Hendersons and the Robert family as they're out traveling, oh God. I pray that you would just be with them. And for each and every artist distributor who is traveling, Father, just be with them. I come lifting up Paw Preston to you this morning, oh God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus and give Marie the strength that she needs to continue to be the daughter that you have called for her to be, oh God. I come continuing to lift up the Cook family, the Roberts family, the Lloyd family, Father, the Houston family, the Cornelius families, the James family to you. Comfort those families right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And for every single person on this line that stands in need of a financial blessing, Lord, you are the provider, and you will give provision, Father God, where needed. And I just ask that you would intercede right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because your word says that we are more than conquerors, Lord. So that means that we have the victory over every situation. Every debt, we have the victory. Every challenge, we have the victory. Every trial, we have the victory. Every situation in our jobs, Lord, we have the victory. Even when we think we're there by ourselves and you don't know what's going on, Lord, you do. See, you do things to make us stronger. So we thank you for the victory, Lord, and we will be forever grateful to bless your name, to praise your name, to bow down before you, to honor you, Lord, to love on you as you have loved us unconditionally, Lord. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray these things and declare them to be so, that we will walk in victory on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for sealing that awesome word today and to lift up our prayer requests, each and every one of them. We do meditate and speak the word over each and every one, those spoken and even praying for those unspoken prayer requests. We again thank Ms. LaShawn for Take It to the Throne Thursday, seating everyone on the call and greeting and saluting them in Jesus' name this morning. We appreciate your spirit and your diligence. Thank you, Minister Willa, for opening up the heavens so that that word could go forth freely. And Miss Kathy, Minister Kathy, that was a timely word that encouraged all of our hearts. And for closing it, we always appreciate you, Minister Tiffany, and to each and every one of you on the line. Wouldn't happen without you. Thank you for being a part of the Master's Call family, for pressing for some of you very early in the morning to get on the line, and for many, many of you who are so faithful each and every morning. We are going to encourage you now, as we do each and every morning, to submit and obey the specific, the tailor-made, the detailed call that God has placed on your life, that as you leave this call, you go out in your circle of influence and be that minister in the marketplace. Be that light that shines out darkness. Be that hand of Jesus's hands extended, making a difference in the marketplace. We salute you, we esteem you, and utmost we love you with the love of the Lord. Have an awesome Take It to the Throne Thursday, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Blessings. Have a great day. Bye-bye.